Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
Aisling, thank you very much. In the last few minutes, the United States has announced its first confirmed case of the person-to-person spread of coronavirus. Meanwhile, in China, the widely seen images of diggers clearing ground in Wuhan for a 1,000-bed hospital to deal with the people infected with the virus may be at odds with the reality on the ground. Citizen journalists online are sharing images and videos that paint a picture of a city struggling to treat the ill and get out in front of the spread of the virus. Xinyan Yu is a video producer with the South China Morning Post. What are we hearing there?
This was pure cursing in Wuhan dialect, and it shows you how much frustration there is in hospitals now across Wuhan. My friend actually sent me this video because she was taking care of her sick mom, and she saw this scene right next to a elevator, and she was telling me how desperate everybody was. And apparently this guy's mother died in the hospital, and he couldn't take it, so he was just shouting and cursing.
This is not the image that has been portrayed to us, coming with most images coming out of China. How typical do you think it is?
But I've actually seen many similar videos of people venting their anger against nurses and doctors who are also working under extreme pressure and risking their own lives. There's a huge shortage of resources at hospitals across Wuhan. So huge long lines of patients who are trying to be seen, whether they're sick or not. Everybody's just crammed to the hospital trying to get a confirmation on whether they got the coronavirus or not. And there are not enough beds, not enough even oxygen tanks. And so it's just a scene of panic at the hospitals.
I gather that people of Wuhan's confidence in the local authorities were shaken by some confusion on the part of the mayor as to how many surgical masks were available.
So this was a recent press conference that the provincial chief and the Wuhan mayor were having. And it was purely a joke, because people were saying that they were even not wearing masks in the right way themselves. And the provincial chief gave three different numbers in terms of how many masks were available. And this deepened the distrust of people in the local governments.
We have seen images widely shared now, and one presumes with the encouragement of the Chinese Communist Party, of this 1,000-bed hospital being built in under 5 days. How at odds is that with what is actually happening in Wuhan?
This is actually not the first time China has built a hospital so fast. In 2003, when another deadly virus called SARS was taking a heavy toll on the Chinese people, Beijing built a similar hospital in the suburbs in 7 days. And it's actually urgently needed right now. For the two hospitals, it's going to add more than 2,000 beds. But that's still not enough. The beds are still in shortage. But also, I have to emphasize that these hospitals are not the sort of fancy medical wards that you would imagine. These are temporary tin boxes that are taking a massive floor plan, and actually you can move them around. The authorities emphasize that the mobility of these medical wards and the medical staff will be gathered from other places of the country. So it's actually more of a mobile point where lots of resources will be concentrated. But it's more than hundreds of, last time I read, about 700 million people are watching a live stream of the construction of these two hospitals in China right now. It just shows you how much attention these two hospitals are getting in and outside of China.
Tell me about the other material that you are seeing from citizen journalists online.
So one advantage of the Chinese government is how quickly they can gather resources to build hospitals like this. But the disadvantage would be a lack of transparency in how the government deals with things. But I would say that for this outbreak, because of how much China has suffered from the SARS, actually the central government has kept an open mind about the crisis. And you see a lot of great journalism coming out of Chinese media and also citizen journalists, because very few international media are on the ground. You see people on YouTube, you see people on Twitter sending pictures and videos of people just walking down empty streets, of the eerie scenes and the super hectic long lines at the hospitals. So adding together that and the local media reports gives you some picture of what's going on in Wuhan.
You said there at the outset that your friend was visiting a parent in hospital. I gather that that friend has also become contagious and has a young child. How do people cope, and what kind of assistance is offered to them when they're in a pretty impossible situation like that?
Yeah, at an early stage, actually, there was no information in terms of how you deal with a situation like that. So people just become very desperate and they all cram into the hospital, which add more chance of people getting cross-infected. Because of these panic, a lot of people cram into the hospital actually adds, it makes the virus more contagious.
One of the other things that was acknowledged by the Wuhan local government was that up to potentially 5 million citizens had left the province since the beginning of the outbreak. Has that number been confirmed? Is it one of concern to the authorities?
5 million came out of that press conference I mentioned earlier. I personally think that it's scaring people. Not all of these 5 million people have exposed themselves to the virus. And because of that number, a lot of people were panicking. And actually, there's a lot of discrimination for people with the Wuhan or Hubei, which is the provincial, the province, with the ID being discriminated at airports, at border controls, and even at hotels. People would not even take these people and put them in their rooms.
On balance, would you say that the information that we are getting about Wuhan via the Chinese government is accurate?
I would say compared to SARS, which is a common thing that people compare it to in 2003, when there was a lot more, the information was a lot harder to get, because right now the social media is much more vibrant, and actually the central government has kept the information relatively transparent. So you see daily updates of number. This is compared to the early stage when Wuhan government was definitely clamping down on the number. You see the numbers of infection, confirmed cases popping up in outside of China, in Singapore, in Australia, in the US, but the numbers in Wuhan stayed pretty much the same for days. And then the central government actually criticized the local government for not being more transparent with it. And because the central government criticized the local government, you see a lot more media doing a great job, actually. I think I've seen great reports from Chinese media, which is actually to my surprise. This is not to say that censorship does not exist. I still see news information that some of my friends are saying when they share some of the videos with her, with their other friends, they couldn't see it on WeChat. This is a popular social media tool in China. And the friends who are supposed to get it didn't get it. And of course, there's other censorship that I've seen. So, for example, a lot of people have compared the scene in Wuhan to Chernobyl. This is the HBO show about what happened when the nuclear disaster happened at Chernobyl. And a lot of people compare it to this disaster. But I've seen one post that was banned from being shared, and without any reason. So censorship does definitely do exist, and you see them all the time.
Xinyan Yu, a journalist with the South China Morning Post.